The crack of thunder means lightning is nearby, which means Ana Gonzalez Herrera will head indoors.
I'm basically terrified now. Every time it thunders or if it rains.
Her fear is newfound. Just 2 weeks ago, her father died after being struck by lightning. She says he was walking to a convenience store in his neighborhood in Port Lavaca, a town southwest of Houston on Matagorda Bay.
It was already thundering when he decided to go outside. And he went, and out of nowhere, just the lightning just hit him.
Her father was one of 17 people nationwide killed by lightning so far this year. That's double the average, according to the National Weather Service. Scientists can't make much of such short-term developments, but in the long term, some are predicting there will be more lightning.
The increase in lightning could be very significant. We're expecting to see a 50% increase in lightning over this century.
David Romps is an atmospheric researcher at the University of California, Berkeley.
This increase in lightning that we're projecting is due to global warming. As we increase the temperatures on the Earth, we're increasing the amount of water vapor that's lying around in the atmosphere. And that water vapor is the fuel for thunderstorms.
More storms, more lightning. Historically, lightning strikes most often right now, midsummer, with the greater Houston area being one of the most vulnerable in Texas, which ranked second to Florida for total lightning fatalities in the past decade. From the News 88.7 Energy and Environment Desk, I'm Dave Failing.